Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Let's talk about the next one. This is the sixth pillar, and this is responsibility.
So responsibility kind of is an umbrella term for things like character and learning, you know, those life skill things that they're going to need to know when they go off on their own, you know, when they get that first apartment or if they do go to college, which yes, by the way, you can simplify homeschool a child who's going to go to college. This is not about an education that is less than.
Sure.
It is about an education that is delivered in such a way that your kids really get to steer a lot of things and get to do things in a more holistic way.
Sure.
But they're still going to get what they need to go off to college, right? So when they do that, though, they need to know how to do the laundry. They need to know how to cook. They need to know how to clean.
Yep.
They need to know how to manage their time. They need to know how to organize. They need to know, you know, the things that we think of when we think of someone who is a responsible person, you know? And so that can look like a lot of different things, depending obviously on the age of the kids. The first thing that I always tell parents is if your child is not yet helping around the house, that needs to change now.
Yes.
This is a team. We are a team. Yes. And I am not the maid. I don't do everything. My family knows I'm a horrible cook.
Oh, me too.
I'm not the only one. Yay. I love it. And so I tell, you know, so my kids know, like, sometimes they're going to have to step up and make dinner.
Yeah.
If they want, you know, X,
something
Y, Z,
edible.
Like, yeah. If they don't just want a bagel, then they're going to need to go figure it out, right? So when they're young, it means teaching them how to put the dishes away, how to fold the laundry, how to hang things up, how to properly clean their room. Mm-hmm. And then as they get older, you can start turning over bigger responsibilities. Like, hey, every Monday you are going to make dinner. That's going to be your thing. Mm-hmm. You are in charge for the whole family. You're going to make dinner on Mondays. And they get even older and you can say, there's all these things that you want to do that you want the money for. Why don't you get a job?
Yeah.
Why don't you learn how to put yourself out there? Build those skills. My 16-year-old just had her first official job this year, and it was in food service, which she decided she's never going to do again. But I was so proud of her. And I'm like, everybody needs to work in food service and see what that is like, right? And she learned so much. She was fantastic and had never done it before. They loved her and they were so impressed with how quickly she learned and how motivated she was. Mm-hmm. All things that because she got to choose what she was doing and she got to say, hey, I want money. And I said, great, go get a job because I don't have anything to give you. And that's what she did. And so they have these opportunities, particularly as homeschoolers, and particularly when you're doing simplified homeschooling, they're not tied up with schoolwork for 8 hours a day.
Right.
So they have the time to have their education and then go have a job and still have time to hang out with friends, still have time to volunteer, still have downtime, which we'll talk about when we talk about recreation. But all these different things, and again, in the very first episode, we talked about how you can really take like a very high, you know, 30,000 foot view of these pillars and how it's not about having your little checklist and every day saying, oh, got to make sure we've done this and done this and done this.
Right.
With things like responsibility, it's a life thing.
Sure.
It is a life skill and it is part of being in this family means that you're going to have some responsibility. But then also as you get older and I'm seeing, you know, your time getting nearer and nearer to being out in the world on your own, we need to make sure that you know how to do that.
Right.
How to budget, how to, you know, our daughter just got her first debit card. We finally hooked her up with all of that. And, you know, the first statement came and she went to throw it away. And I'm like, hold on, you need to look at this. Like, you need to make sure you know what these charges are. Make sure there's not something on there that's not yours. Little things like that, they're not going to know unless we sit them down and we show them, hey, this is how you do this.
Yeah.
So that's kind of that idea behind responsibility.
Yeah. Sometimes I think we just assume that our kids are going to know how to do life as an adult. And we were recently, it was not that long ago, at a doctor's office. And I was it a doctor's office? I can't remember what it was, but it was somewhere where we had to fill out a form. I don't think it was a doctor's office, but you know, fill out the form. And so I handed it to my daughter and I was like, here you go. Yep. She was like, ah. And I walked her through it. But, you know, those are things that as adults, we take it and we fill out the form for all of our kids wherever we go. Mm-hmm. And those are life skills that they need to know how to do. And they're simple things that we don't really, I don't think we're intentional about those sometimes. And, you know, we figure it out. I mean, it's not like, you know, you've got a 50-year-old who's like, I don't know how to fill out a form. I mean, they can figure it out.
It becomes so second nature to us. Right. We just do it.
Right.
And it sometimes is one of those things where you're like, oh, it's faster if I just do it myself.
Right.
Like, it's just going to be easier if I just do it myself. And we need to get out of that thinking. And remember, it's not about what's easiest necessarily. Yeah. It's about what is the right thing to be doing right now. And sometimes, yes, the easy way to go is what you definitely need to do. But when you can, to be able to say, okay, it is going to take 5 minutes longer, but yeah, I'm going to have you do this and I'll sit next to you and we'll figure it out together. And I'll help you when you have questions, but you need to be the one figuring out how to do this now.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's fun. It's fun to walk them through adulthood. We had another situation just recently where I wanted my daughter to make a phone call to another adult. And she was like, I'm so scared. And I'm like, you got this. and she did great. But you know, she needed to ask for something. And, you know, she was just nervous about calling another adult. You know, she can call her friends all day long.
Right.
But it was so cute. And she was just like, I'm so nervous. I'm like, yeah. It's okay. You're going to be all right. You're going to make it through this. We can do this together. But it's fun. It's fun teaching them how to be responsible for these things. And I like your reminder that oftentimes things don't go as quickly as we want them to. You know, I'm one that I'm like, but I want you to move so much faster, and I can do it so much faster myself, and I can do it better myself. But that doesn't help our kids. It doesn't teach them the things that they need to learn. And so, man, talk about growing mom's patience and dad's patience is put your kids in front of the, you know, dishwasher and say, do the dishes. And, you know, it takes them 3 hours to do what would take us about, you know, 10 minutes, but that's okay.
Right.
They're still learning. Yes. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.